Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find all our friends assembled. The two male members of the family, Vic and young Russell, have paused in their rummy game to listen to a flow of remarks as delivered by Sade, who's newly arrived home from a downtown shopping expedition.
I believe it was the biggest and most successful sale Yamilton's ever had. Everybody and their brother was there. Even fellows like Michigan Fishigan from Sishigan, Michigan were wandering around staring at the merchandise. And they had extra clerks by the bushel. Why, I saw Fern McSpillerton working there in the underwear.
Who's Fern McSpillerton?
She's that girl.
Which girl?
You know, with the foot.
Just one foot?
Huh?
She got just one foot?
What's she talking about?
You said the girl with the foot.
Yeah.
She got just one foot?
She's got 2 feet.
We're having a jolly conversation here, and I'd be the last person in the world to suggest changing...
Oh, and Mrs. Roy Tubler I saw. She was standing there in nightgowns big as life. Minute she seen me, she whimpered like a weasel. How's Frederick? She hollered.
Who's Frederick?
You.
I'm Frederick?
She gets you mixed up with Ted Stembottom. To me, she hollered, how's Frederick? And to Ruthie, she hollered, how's Virgil?
Who's Virgil?
Ted.
Oh.
No, it was the biggest and most successful sale Yamilton's ever had.
I was talking to Smelly Clark this afternoon.
Put the car down, Russell. I'm telling you something. Vic, the bargains they had. Perfume. Why, they had perfume by the bucketful and cheap as a horse. Ruthie bought a jug of moonlight on the Susquehanna River for 80 cents and had the girl wrap it as a gift for Ted's cousin Florence in St. Charles, Illinois. And I bet there was a half a gallon in that jug.
Mr. Buller's a great user of perfume. You wouldn't think that a big tough like him would use perfume, but he sends away to New York for the most expensive...
Yes, you told me. Hmm? Oh, and the people Ruthie and I bumped into we knew. Squillions. There at the Silk Remnant counter, I walked slam bang into Mrs. Peoria from Cunningham. Imagine walking into her.
You said Mrs. Peoria from Cunningham.
Yes.
You met Miss Cunningham from Peoria.
Yes, stouter than ever. Carries the flesh fine, though. She's a handsome woman, stouter not stout. And Vic, guess what Floyd is doing?
Fixing watches.
Floyd never fixed watches.
Well, you asked me to guess.
He's working in the 10-cent store.
What?
Floyd's working in the 10-cent store.
No.
Been working in the 10-cent store ever since the middle of May.
Well, that's nice. I hope he likes it.
Likes it fine.
He's a sweetheart, Floyd is. I wish he were here this minute. I'd make him eat a big platter of homemade fudge.
Yes.
And after he'd eaten his platter of homemade fudge, I'd take a stout club and tap him on the skull with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Russell Myrtle Gruff, I saw. Asked a million questions about you.
I don't believe I placed the party.
Said she bet you were almost as big as your papa.
Well, what was the name again?
And giggled about the time you walked in the living room and remarked in front of a big crowd of people you guessed you'd eat a cookie.
This is me you're talking about?
Sure.
And who's the lady remembered me saying that?
She's taking on weight, too. I'm a big, fat baby boo, she screamed when she seen Ruthie and me.
Mom, what's this lady's name?
Oh, was it at the plant today, Vic?
It was glorious at the plant today. It was wonderful to see.
I mean, wasn't there a good many of the people missing?
Uh-uh.
Well, I would have bet my undershirt every single living soul in town was at that sale.
Of course, I didn't count noses down.
Even your dear old arms around the neck, chum Pelter Unbleed was poking around the aisles.
Pelter Unbleed is no dear old arms around the neck chum of mine.
It was a marvelous fine sale. Wash rags? Why, a person would have missed half their life if they didn't see the wash rags at Yamilton's. They had wash rags from 2 for a nickel up to the medicated scientific triple weave ones for 50 cents apiece. Actually, I saw women going out of there. You'd think they need a truck to carry their wash rags in. One lady must have been laying in wash rags for 10 families. Ruthie said, I don't know whether that woman is awful clean or awful dirty needing so many wash rags. Isn't that a comical thing to say?
It smelled like Clark got off a pretty funny crack.
Ruthie was a regular riot this afternoon. Made one side-splitting joke after the other.
I never thought of Ruthie as a comedian.
Ruthie's a comedian where there's crowds and excitement.
I've heard you say a million times she's bashful around people.
She's bashful. Sure, she's bashful. If she has to talk to people, she's bashful. But if she's just part of the crowd, like down at Yamilton sale this afternoon, she's a different kettle of fish. Big bunches of people stimulate Ruthie. Oh, she got off oceans of dandy cute sands today. What were some of those cute sayings?
Smelly Clark reared back and said
something
this.
Something about cheap
What's
perfume being more valuable in the long run
and
an expensive perfume because
the
with cheap perfume...
The man carrying the umbrella...
For goodness sake, Russell, what kind of manners is that? I'm talking.
Well, I started to talk before you did.
I'm talking. Oh, well, Vic, what was that cute remark of Ruthie's about cheap perfume and expensive perfume?
Why, Thunder, how would I know?
Just as clever and witty as it could be. Yes, it is peculiar about Ruthie, how she'd be all tongue-tied and timid if she has to talk to people. But in a monstrous big crowd of people, she's as comical as the man with the baggy pants and big cigar in the vaudeville show.
This humorous remark of Smelly Clark's made everybody shriek with laughter. Here's what Smelly said. He said,
there,
what's the difference
Miss
between...
Miss Hedger and Miss Yotch. They were both in water pitchers, but they weren't together.
No?
No, sir, they weren't together. Ruthie and I watched them a couple minutes, and they went away in different directions. Strange.
Well, maybe they weren't together to begin with.
They're sister-in-laws.
Well, yeah, but can't sister-in-laws go shopping separately?
No.
They can't, huh?
No.
I'll write that great tooth in my head.
They had a squabble. Plain as the nose on your face, they had a squabble. No doubt about them having a squabble. Listen, don't you be telling that around now.
Oh, what do you think I am, for gosh sake?
I know, but gossip gets back, and then it just makes hard feelings for everybody.
You don't actually think I'd go around telling people two half-wit women I've hardly even
acquainted
with?
Well, they don't hurt to watch what you say is all. Russell, guess who else I saw this afternoon?
Homer Heck from Norman, Oklahoma. They don't
that little Geraldine, what's her name, that lived in the Harris house over on University Avenue last winter.
Oh, Geraldine Montgomery.
What's her name?
Geraldine Montgomery.
She knew me, quick as a flash. Called out, hello there, Ms. Goof. Well, I didn't recognize who she was at first. I said, hello, little girl. She says, hello, how's Russell? I said, he's just fine. And then she told me her name. What is it, Geraldine what?
Geraldine
Montgomery. Oh, and she said to be sure and tell you, she goes to Urban School now and got Miss somebody for a teacher. Some teacher you used to have.
Well, she was referring to Miss Cutler.
Yeah, that was it, Miss Butler.
Cutler.
Mm-hmm. Geraldine's lots bigger than she was in the Harris house. That's why I didn't know her. How old is she, Willie?
Oh, I imagine offhand she must be in the neighborhood of...
Mm-hmm. Well, she's almost a grown-up young lady now. I wouldn't have ever known the child. I must tell Miss Donna who I saw her. Little Geraldine... What was the name again?
Geraldine Montgomery.
Oh, and Vic. Ernie Feedsmirk.
You run into Ernie?
Standing there in coal scuttles, big as all outdoors.
How's Ernie?
Ernie's just grand. Got a promotion, and all his kids' tonsils are out, and his mother-in-law's gone to live with her other daughter in Moline, and at last he's got all upper gold teeth, just like he always wanted. Oh, he was just more than big and jolly. Bought 3 coal scuttles just while Ruthie and I were standing there.
What do you want with so many?
Never said, but he certainly was looking elegant.
I saw him one day when he wasn't looking so elegant. He was digging a basement, and he had mud from one ear clear up the side.
And Vic, we no more left Ernie Feedsmirk. And who should we see in shoes but Frieda Gateman?
Ed Gateman's missus?
Uh-huh. Standing right there in shoes. I hadn't seen her in over a year. Never comes to Thimble anymore. Made both of us a little embarrassed, too. All we said was, how are you feeling, and how's everybody at home, and trash like that. For one thing, she don't seem to be as snippy as she used to. I guess that husband of hers kind of brought her around to time.
Oh, yeah. Well, say, you and Ruthie really went through Yambleton's store yesterday, or today, rather.
I'll say we did. I bet there wasn't one single counter we missed. Walk? I bet I walked 10 miles. As soon as I catch up with myself, I know my feet will start to hurt. But it was worth it. I never seen such a sale. Prices were cut way down to nothing. They had dresser sets for $1. And real fancy ones, you'd think it'd be $15, were $7. In groceries, you could get all the graham crackers you could carry for 50 cents. In novelties, I saw brooches and wrist dangles for 98 cents that were stuck on the counter last week for 2¼. There were pillowcases for sale. I don't understand how they make a profit. Actually, Vic, a person could have gone in that store this afternoon and shopped good and smart and saved a whole month's food money.
Oh, that's great.
What'd you do with your packages, Mom?
What packages?
The packages with the bargains you bought.
Oh, I didn't buy anything.
You didn't?
No, I didn't buy anything.
Concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.